This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous couple has stepped forward with a special $100,000 December matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $100,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called Radical Freedom.
Radical freedom is living with meaning and purpose. Radical freedom, real, genuine freedom, not political, but radical spiritual freedom, means living a life of meaning and living a life of purpose. Now, this is so important because most people are all bound up and they're not living, really. They're just existing. Most people don't know how to live. They just exist. That's why Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, because most people aren't living. They drift through life. They exist through life. And as a result, we're empty inside. And we're always looking for something to fill that emptiness. A relationship, if I could just get married, if I could just get the right girlfriend or boyfriend, then my relationship, if I had the right relationship, that'd fill my emptiness. If I had the right job, that'd fill my emptiness. If I just had found the right hobby, and they move from hobby to hobby, looking for something to fill their emptiness. Everybody is looking for something to fill their emptiness. It may be a pill or a bottle or television or pornography or a book or any. It could be something good, a good cause to fill the emptiness in my life. Doesn't have to be something evil. But there's this God-shaped hole inside of you that isn't going to be filled with anything except God. People are empty inside. And Jesus Christ came to set you free from that emptiness, to set you free to a life of meaning and purpose. The Bible says this, 1 Peter 1, God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life that you inherited from your ancestors. I looked up this word empty in Greek. It's a metaios. Metaios means worthless, purposeless, empty, useless. It means futile. It means vain. And this is the way most of the world lives, as if things that are so insignificant are extremely important. Most people are building their lives on things that have no meaning at all. They're giving first-class allegiance to second-class causes, and those causes are betraying them. Jesus said, I came to set you free from an empty life, from a purposeless life. You see, when you are empty, what happens in your life is you start looking to other people for your validation. And most people are enslaved by the approval of others. Some are still enslaved by their parents. I've met people who are still trying to prove their worth to their parents, and their parents died 10 years ago. And they still hear in their mind, you're never going to amount to such and such. And why can't you be like your sister or your brother? And so the rest of their lives, they live their lives trying to prove that their parents were wrong. If you never got your parents' approval, and you haven't got it by now, you're not going to get it. I hate to tell you that, you're not going to get it. It's about them, not you. It's their problem, not you. But the good news, and I've told you this before, is you don't need it. You don't need anybody's approval to be happy. You're as happy as you choose to be. And you already have God's approval. If you've trusted Christ, He says, I see you faultless. I see you without blame. I see you deeply loved. Flawed, yes. Broken, yes. Loved, yes. Forgiven, yes. And nobody's going to love you like Jesus did. And when you have God's approval, it really doesn't matter what other people think. But so many people go out and spend money trying to earn the approval of others by having certain status symbols or certain things that they buy in order to say, see, look at me, I'm worthwhile. What I'm wearing proves I'm worthwhile. What I'm driving proves I'm worthwhile. The house I live in proves I'm worthwhile. Those people are not free. Radical freedom is, I don't look to anybody to validate my worth because I'm a child of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm a son of God. I don't need your approval. That's radical freedom. Most of the world doesn't live by that. They're culture-driven, not purpose-driven. And so they're not free. And they do things simply because everybody else is doing it. The power of culture keeps you from becoming all God intended for you to be. And your uniqueness gets squashed because you feel like you got to fit in. Jesus wants to set you free. So you don't have to fit in anymore to find your happiness. The Bible says this in Colossians chapter 2. You have died with Christ, this is on the cross, and he has set you free, there's that phrase, set you free from the evil powers of this world. So why do you keep on following the rules of the world? Good question. Why do I care what other people think? They're not God. They don't love me. In fact, they're not even thinking about me. The big myth is that everybody's watching you all the time. They're not. You know what they're doing? They're doing the same thing you're doing. How do I look to everybody else? The big discovery is you walk in the room, nobody's looking at you. They're all thinking about, how do I look? How do I look? How do I look? He says, you've been set free from the evil powers of this world, the culture's grip on your life that tries to make you a conformed person. And he says, so why do you keep on following the rules of the world? Number five, this is the greatest freedom of all. Radical freedom. It's not only a clear conscience, personal access to God, the power to do what's right, living with meaning and purpose. Radical freedom is no fear of death or the devil. No fear of death or the devil. Now, of course, the fear of death is a universal fear because the last time I checked, the mortality rate in America is 100%. Everybody dies. Now, we don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or 50 years or 100 years or you don't know, but the fact is, it's inevitable. God didn't put you on this planet to live here forever. He wants you to trust Christ so you live forever with him in eternity in a perfect place. Thank God we don't have to live forever on a broken planet. But he says, Satan creates the fear of death in our lives. And the Bible says this, Jesus became flesh and blood by being born in human form. That's what Christmas is all about. God came to earth in human form, the incarnation. For only as a human being could he die. You see, if God hadn't come in human form, he couldn't die. God can't die. Only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil. And only in this way could he set us free. There's the phrase, set us free from living our entire lives as slaves to the fear of dying. This is the fear nobody wants to admit.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
If you enjoy Rick's free daily email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that he has collected a whole year's worth of his powerful devotionals and put them in a convenient, beautifully designed hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. Now you can start your day off with the Word of God right at your fingertips. The Open Doors, a year of daily devotions book, also makes a great gift for a friend or a loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
The fear of dying. This is the fear nobody wants to admit. And we go through life pretending we're not going to die, acting like we're not going to die, denying that we're going to die, ignoring that we're going to die. People don't like to talk about death. I mean, you ever want to mess up a good conversation? Invite your neighbors over for 4th of July, grill some burgers and say, let's talk about death. That'll put the kibosh on the attitude for everybody. You're going to go, man, how morbid is that? But only a fool would go through life unprepared for what you know is inevitable. Jesus said, I came to set you free from the fear of dying. I can say to you in all honesty, all authenticity, and perfect truth, I have zero fear of dying. Zero. Fear of dying. I have no fear of dying. Fear of pain, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really, I have zero fear of dying. I could die today a happy man. The only regret would be for my wife, Kay, and my kids and grandkids and the people that I love. But as Paul said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. He said, you know, when you die, if you know the Lord, you're not leaving home, you're going home. You're going where you were meant to be for eternity. I'm not afraid to die because I know God. I've been a friend of God's for 45 years or longer. I talk to him all the time like I'm talking to you. I'm not afraid of God. The only people who are afraid of God are the people who don't know him. The better you get to know him, the less you're afraid of him. Why? Because God is love. And the Bible says there's no fear in love. How can you fear someone who loves you unconditionally? How could you fear someone who thinks about you more than you do? God knows every detail in your life. Remember how Jesus said he knows even how many hairs you have on your head? You don't even know that. God knows details about your life you will never know. He knows far more about your motives than you do. You can't figure them out. He's got them all figured out. He knows your fears better than you do. He knows your sins better than you do. He knows your strengths better than you do. And he loves you unconditionally. So why would I be afraid to go be with him the rest of my life? And if he created the world and it's beautiful and yet broken, what's it like in a place that has no brokenness in it? How beautiful must it be, the colors and the activities and all of the things that are there, including our loved ones. Jesus sets us free from the fear of death. Have you reached that part in your maturity yet? You see, the better you get to know the Lord, the more his love infiltrates your life. When love comes in the front door, fear goes out the back door. Now, on the other hand, when fear comes in the front door, love goes out the back door. Love and fear can't operate in the same entity. There is no fear in love. That's what the Bible teaches. So you need to fill your life with the love of God. And when the more you do that, the fewer fears that you have in your life. Jesus not only frees us, though, from the fear of death, he frees us from the fear of the devil. And even a lot of believers are kind of freaked out by the devil. Yes, he does exist. He's real. If you don't believe it, let me take you around the world and I'll show you his work in action. Through all kinds of slavery, sex trafficking, corruption, all of the sins of the world. There is real evil in the world. Terrorism and all these other things. And a lot of people kind of freaked out by the devil and demons and the occult. And you don't need to be afraid of that. Why? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's what Jesus said. Think about this. Let's say your life is a circle. And around it, there are bigger and bigger concentric circles. The Bible says, here's you. And then the Bible says you are in Christ. So you draw a circle around you. That's you're in Christ. And that phrase is used 140-something times in the New Testament. And then it says, not only are you in Christ, it says you are hid with God in Christ. So there's the circle of God. Then it says you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. That means for the devil to get at you, he's got to go through the Trinity. Isn't going to happen, friend. That's called being in good hands. Okay? Can't get to you unless he gets through the Trinity. Well, can Satan dominate my life as a believer? Of course he can. How? I want you to write this down, one of the most important things I've ever told you. Here it is. Satan can only control areas where I believe his lies. Write that down. Satan can only control the areas in my life where I believe his lies. You see, Satan has no authority, if you're a child of God, to take possession of your life. But he can mess you up good if you believe his lies. He only operates by suggestion. Now, when the devil gives you a thought, we call that temptation. When God gives you a thought, we call that inspiration. When you get a thought on your own, we call that dumb. No, just kidding. I'm sorry, I have to repent. I put you down. Okay. Every moment of your life, you're getting thoughts. Some of them are from God, some of them from you, some of them from your memory that bring up some TV commercial you saw, some of them from the devil. When the devil can only work, if you're a believer, he can't touch you except by suggestion. But he can suggest lies, and when you believe those lies, that area of your life gets controlled by Satan. It's dominated by Satan. It is oppressed by Satan. Why? Because you are choosing to believe a lie. Remember, it is the truth that sets you free, but lies, in the opposite, put you into bondage. And the Bible says Satan is the father of lies. Now, he tells you lies all the time. When a guy has this thought, you know what? My marriage sucks. So I think I'm going to leave my wife and go have an affair with somebody else because I'll be happier. Where do you think that lie came from? Yeah, it came from Satan. It came from Satan. Now, if I choose to believe that lie, it's going to mess me up. Satan tells you lies all the time. You know better than God. I know God says this, but you should do this. Anytime you doubt God's word, that's from the devil. And he said, I know God says do this, but you need to do this. And you always get into trouble when you do that. These rules, these laws, these principles are always for your own good. They're always for your own good.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a brand new 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous couple has stepped forward with a special $100,000 December matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $100,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Let's be honest about this time of year. At the end of every year, there are so many ministries that ask for you to support them in the end-of-year giving. And you know what? We believe in every ministry that proclaims the name of Jesus, and we thank God for them. And I know it can be difficult to decide who to give to. So let me just give you some biblical foundations for giving, some simple guidelines for end-of-year giving. You might think of these three or four things. Number one, give to the ministry that God tells you to support. Go to God, pray to Him, ask Him, say, God, who do you want me to support? And you know what? I support you giving to whoever God tells you to give to. And if it's not Daily Hope, I still support you to give to who God tells you to give to. So pray and ask God. Second, never give when you feel pressured. The Bible says in Corinthians that we are to never give under pressure or compulsion or under guilt. So if you ever feel guilty about giving, don't give, because God tells you in the Word not to give at that time. Give because you want to give, not out of guilt or pressure. Number three, give to where you support and believe in the goals of that particular ministry. Now, every ministry has different goals. You know the goals of Daily Hope. Our goal is ultimately to take the good news, the gospel, to the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ, no church. This is the final frontier. That's our goal. It's called the Great Commission. Now, other churches and other ministries have other goals, and that's fine. Some only have the goal of just preaching in America. That's nothing wrong with that. But if you believe in and have a heart for going to the last, the least, and the lost, this would be a ministry you should consider supporting, because I don't know others that are doing what we're doing, trying to go to these final 3,000 tribes. And then finally, give where your gift will be multiplied. For instance, at the end of every year, there is a donor to Daily Hope who offers to give a matching grant to apply to any donation that we receive before the end of the year. Now, what this means is that for every dollar you're able to give this month to Daily Hope, it's going to be doubled. That donor will match it. That multiplies your gift. Like the little boy who brought his loaves and fishes to Jesus, and Jesus fed the 5,000. If you give $25 to Daily Hope this month, the matching grant will match it at $25. If you're able to give $100, the matching grant will add another $100. That multiplies your gift. I would consider that as a factor in where to give during this month. Now, it's your donations that make our ministry possible to people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me just say this. If you can't help us financially, that's okay. I understand. But I would ask that you pray for us. I'm so grateful for those of you who are a financial supporter of this ministry, that monthly giving month after month. It means so much to me. It means much to God, but it means so much for eternity to those who are hearing the good news for the very first time. You know, I don't take any salary or any income from this ministry. I serve it for free. And so you and I are partners together in reaching people for Christ all around the world. In closing, let me just ask you to continue to pray. Pray for me as I pray for you. And pray that God's word will be taught clearly, with compassion, with clarity, with simplicity in this new year. And that it will not only help you as you listen to these broadcasts, but it will help us reach people for Christ and disciple believers and build churches all around the world, especially in the tribes that have never heard the name of Christ. Thanks for your generosity. Thanks for your prayers. And God bless you.
Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. We'll say thanks for your gift by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick Warren's brand new hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.